Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at the great trouble that two presidential candidates have already stepped into. One of the presidential candidates is the incumbent, Joe Biden. The testimony by Devin Archer yesterday, his son's former business partner, was it devastating? Was it an absolute demonstration of why impeachment, or at least an impeachment inquiry, is necessary for Joe Biden? We will get to that. And meanwhile, we are waiting for any moment for the new latest indictments to be announced, to be handed down regarding President Trump. Apparently what they're saying is that today, at some point, very possibly during the time that we are broadcasting, they will have an announcement about the latest stage of the Jack Smith investigation and the indictments, the new charges about President Trump regarding trying to overturn the election. And this is not simply about people bursting into the Capitol building and smashing windows and making poop on the floor and basically having a crazy guy with a bare chest and a spiked helmet with horns on it taking over the front of the House chamber. It wasn't that. It was this idea that when an election is held, it doesn't stand, that you can overturn it. That is what the basic charge would be against President Trump, and obstruction of a legal process. Speaking of obstruction, there was a close call today in Memphis, Tennessee. And it's something that I feel very directly because I have actually spoken on behalf of the institution that was threatened, which used to be known as the Yeshiva of the South. It is a Jewish parochial school, and a very fine one, by the way, in Memphis, Tennessee, where a shooter came out, discharged his weapon, because he was unable to break into the building, by the way, which is a great lesson of how important precautions are. We will get to that story. We'll also be speaking with E.J. Dionne about the bitterness, the rancidness of U.S. politics right now, and the entire political story being something as to who is worse, who is more deserving of prison and impeachment and disgrace and jail. It's not either side. I mean, is there anyone who really believes that Donald Trump is an outstanding leader? I mean, just exactly what the Republican Party needs. There are a number of pieces today, one by Henry Olson from the Ethics and Public Policy Center, conservative writer for Washington Post, and one by Andrew McCarthy for the National Review about why Donald Trump is a sure, I mean 100% sure loser, they both argue, in the general election, even if he can get through the primary. We'll also, speaking of general election, be speaking to a remarkable candidate locally here in Seattle, somebody who wants to turn city government around and is running for city council. It's a Marine Corps veteran and a former Seattle police officer who has also worked in the restaurant industry. Interesting guy. We'll be speaking with him as to what needs to be done to save this city from the negative factors. And I'm not talking about bad trades by the Mariners. Leave that alone. They won last night anyway. But no, we're talking about basically just the standard of living and of crime and of orderliness that we go through. There is a piece today in Newsweek by Dara Roche, and it's about the Devon Archer testimony yesterday. The lead says Devon Archer, a former business partner of Hunter Biden, appears to have failed to provide Republicans in the House of Representatives with any evidence of wrongdoing by President Joe Biden. Archer testified before the House Oversight Committee yesterday in a highly anticipated appearance where he was expected to say that Hunter Biden had put his father on speakerphone during business calls on multiple occasions. His closed-door testimony to the committee seems to have been a dud, however, as Democratic and Republican members of the panel appear to acknowledge that he did not provide evidence of the president's alleged involvement in his son's business dealings. The White House has repeatedly denied that Biden had any involvement with his son's business dealings as the GOP-led House pursues its investigations. And by the way, one of the things that makes those investigations a lot easier and makes President Biden a lot more vulnerable if he actually did engage in personal enrichment through Hunter Biden and dealing with China and dealing with Ukrainian oil conglomerates like Burisma, if he did engage in any of that, this is somebody who, as a senator and as a vice president of the United States for 8 years, publishes tax returns. There's no comparison to Donald J. Trump, who, of course, fought like a tiger, as he usually does, to keep his tax returns private and secret and unpublished. You can go back and look at Joe Biden's tax returns. And did he end up doing well, particularly writing books, particularly during the 8 years where he was serving as vice president and then the 4 years after his vice presidency before he ran for president? Sure, he did very well. But the idea of obscuring the kind of payments that his son received, which are completely outrageous. And you see, there's so much that Hunter Biden did that is indefensible, that is disgusting, that is shameful, that shows a person of very low character and very, very deep problems. And is it fair to have children judged by their parents? No. It is also not entirely fair to have parents judged by their children. The Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, suggested last week that the Republican probe into the president is, quote, rising to the level of impeachment inquiry. However, Archer's testimony, writes Dara Roche in Newsweek, Archer's testimony appears to have provided little for Republicans to work with. Republican Representative Andy Biggs was asked about Archer's testimony by reporters yesterday. A video of his exchange with reporters on Fox News was shared to Twitter by the user ASIN. And basically, did he talk about the bribe at all, one reporter asked. This is likely a reference to an alleged bribe paid by Ukrainian gas company Burisma. He didn't know anything about that, Biggs replied. Now, this is Andy Biggs. This is one of the most pro-Trump members of Congress from Arizona, one of the people who fought to, yes, overturn the election of 2020. He didn't know anything about that, Biggs replied, while moving away from the reporters before getting into his car. A Democratic representative, Daniel Goldman, said, I just left the interview of Devon Archer and I was the only member who stayed for the whole time. These are the facts. Archer testified that Joe Biden never discussed any business with Hunter and his associates. So what is the basis for this impeachment? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Makes no sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medved show, there is talk that they are going to try to put together another plea bargain deal within the next 25 days with Hunter Biden and the prosecutors, the federal prosecutors who've been assigned to his case for 5 years. Why is it taking so long? Why are all of the Trump attacks, all of the Trump accusations, why have they taken so long to be adjudicated? And there's an interesting point that is made today. There's a point made by Henry Olson, which is that one of the things that happens is that Democrats really do want Trump to be the nominee. They recognize that Trump would be a very, very juicy target for the Democrats. And the idea of Trump going through the entire primary period with a whole variety of court cases against him actually would help him lock up the GOP nomination, because a lot of people feel sorry for him on the Republican side. At the same time, that it would give the Democrats a candidate who, in the midst of the general election, when they have finished deciding who the Republican is going to be, is going to still be preoccupied with about seven different court cases that you can't postpone. If they continue to postpone them till after the election, on the assumption that Trump will win the election and then pardon himself, I'm sorry, most people who are not huge fans of Trump, and this is one of those things that Andy McCarthy makes very clear in a very, very powerful editorial that he wrote today for National Review. One of the things that Andy points out is that, look, Trump is an energetic guy, but he's 77 years old. And how are you going to campaign against Joe Biden, even if you assume that Joe Biden spends most of his time in a basement again, or is very slow, or is even if you assume that he is the nominee, with there more and more conversations, Joe Biden might not be the nominee. But in any event, it's one of those situations where a preoccupied Trump, who is too busy trying to avoid conviction and imprisonment to actually have a positive campaign, is a very, very vulnerable figure. He has never before in any national election gotten more than 46%, even as the incumbent. That was what he got last time, was 46%. And by the way, very consistently, idea is that that number 46% is very important, because that shows the number of people who support someone other than Trump or who do not support Trump within the Republican Party. Now, even if you assume that with Trump having 54% and he's way ahead of any of his other competitors because nothing is consolidated, sure, it's right, he's very likely to win the primary. But how do you win a general election if during a primary there are more than a third, and considerably more than a third, of the members of your party who want somebody else? And you can say, well, you've got the same thing for Biden. Except Biden doesn't have anyone else right now. And by the way, to say that Biden is a strong candidate or a brilliant candidate, I think is also not viable or credible in any sense. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. The news on the Hunter Biden crime spree that Republicans are very, very concerned about putting an emphasis on, that came out because of yesterday's testimony by Devin Archer, the longtime business associate of Hunter Biden. And this is the way it was covered on CBS News, clip one.
Hunter Biden's former business partner answered questions from the House Oversight Committee for several hours yesterday. Lawmakers say Devin Archer told them that the president's son sold the Biden brand. The Republicans and Democrats disagree about whether it was real access or the illusion of access.
Appearing behind closed doors before the Republican-led probe, Devin Archer was one of Hunter Biden's closest business associates. and served alongside the president's son on the board of Burisma, a Ukraine energy firm. Both Republicans and Democrats said Archer testified that Hunter Biden put his father on speakerphone around business associates. Last night, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee called the testimony damaging.
He knew exactly who his son was getting those millions and millions of dollars of wires from, and he spoke to them, and he spoke to them often.
But a Democrat who was there during Archer's interview said he did not hear any evidence of wrongdoing by President Biden.
The witness was very, very consistent that none of those conversations ever had to do with any business dealings or transactions. They were purely what he called casual conversation.
And the White House went further, saying House Republicans' own much-hyped witness testified that he never heard of President Biden discussing business with his son or his son's associates or doing anything wrong.
And again, that's what the coverage from at least the Democratic side of the press has to say. It is not the kind of situation where there is a direct indictment here of the president on something that is impeachable. Why not? Because none of it has to do with something that President Biden did while he was president. In fact, most of it has to do with stuff that he did after he was vice president. And he can't be impeached at this point for wrongdoing while he was vice president. Now, he could be charged by the Justice Department or by some local prosecutor. He could be charged for something he did that was illegal, that was a violation of the law while he was vice president. But no one's come forward with what that might be. Representative Daniel Goldman, who is the only member of Congress who actually participated in every minute of the Devin Archer testimony. Otherwise, people were going in and out of the room and listening to highlights or focusing on highlights that supported whatever their point of view was. Representative Daniel Goldman had some fascinating interchanges with Anderson Cooper and others. We will get to him. Also to Karl Rove blasting that defense of Joe Biden's calls. The idea of those calls being the wrong thing to do, any calls involving Hunter Biden probably were. But does that grounds for impeachment? There is a powerful piece in the Washington Post about why impeachment could backfire against the Republican Party. We'll get to that coming up.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver is dead. The 71-year-old was hospitalized yesterday while serving as acting governor. Governor Phil Murphy has been on vacation and she couldn't carry out duties, so Senate President Nick Scutari stepped into the role. She was taken to Cooperman Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, where she passed away. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis inviting Vice President Kamala Harris to Florida to set the record straight over the African-American curriculum controversy.
You gotta choose. Are you gonna side with Kamala Harris Harris and liberal media outlets, or are you going to side with the state of Florida? And I think it's very clear that these guys did a good job.
DeSantis sending a letter to Harris saying he can meet as early as tomorrow. She is speaking in Orlando today. More high temperatures are set to impact the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts, particularly in states like Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Talking about Congressman Daniel Goldman, who is a three-term congressman from New York State. He was the only member of Congress. First of all, he's the only Democrat who attended the questioning of Devin Archer. And he comes across with a very different report on it. And he says, I just left the interview of Devin Archer, and I was the only member who stayed for the whole time. He posted on social media, and then he put on his Twitter, these are the facts. Number one, Archer testified that Joe Biden never discussed any business with Hunter and his associates. And number two, there was no bribe from Burisma to Joe or to Hunter. The Democrats told reporters yesterday there is not a shred of evidence of a single conflict of interest of President Biden ever doing anything in connection or in relation to Hunter Biden's business ventures other than advocating for the removal of a prosecutor general who was advantageous to Burisma. The only evidence we have right now of any official action by President Biden in connection to Hunter Biden's business interests is bad for Hunter Biden's business interests, he said. The CNN national security reporter, whose name is Zachary Cohen, suggested yesterday that Archer's evidence was hardly the, quote, smoking gun Republicans had been seeking. Quote, I'm hearing from sources who were in the room after hours of testimony. We just saw Devin Archer leaving. Sources saying he did not deliver that smoking gun that Republicans had hoped for. Cohen went on to say that Archer had told the committee, that Hunter Biden was trying to essentially trick business partners into thinking he could provide access to his father. In other words, no one has any question at all that the sleazebag known as Hunter Biden was trying to sell, quote, the Biden brand, was trying to sell the idea that his father would somehow be accessible if they hired Hunter and they paid him enough money. The question here is, that did his father do anything deliberately to support that idea? That idea that if you pay Hunter, you can get favors from me. And most of all, did he do any favors for any of these particular Ukrainian or Russian or Chinese corporations? And the evidence seems to be lacking on that. This is Dan Goldman, the Democratic representative from New York, not the only one, but one from the 10th District, who was on with Anderson Cooper concerning the Hunter Biden plea deal and the probe of that plea deal by a series of congressional committees. This is clip 16.
It's truly stunning to me. This is the taxpayer-funded defense and political arm of Donald Trump. The fact that a three-committee congressional investigation is looking into the plea deal of a private citizen, by the way, a plea deal that was entered into by a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney who President Biden kept on to ensure the independence of the investigation, that they would now actually use taxpayer funds in order to investigate a plea deal is absolutely preposterous and just demonstrates how far afield this Republican Party is from the American people and what they care about. They don't care about Hunter Biden. They care about the cost of their groceries. They care about their health care. They care about children getting killed at school and not about what Hunter Biden's tax plea deal is.
That's Daniel Goldman. This is Congressman Goldman speaking to the press on Capitol Hill after spending several hours listening to and asking questions of Devin Archer, the former partner of Hunter Biden. Clip 8.
There were niceties, and there was a hello, and there we talked about the weather or whatever it was, but it was never any business.
Okay, he's talking about the niceties that that Devin Archer talked about overhearing Vice President Biden talking on some 20 different phone calls, apparently, with a foreign representatives at his son's request. Carl Rove blasted this defense, Dan Goldman's defense of Joe Biden's calls with Hunter's business partners. This is Carl Rove on Fox News, clip A.
Well, Goldman's comments were ridiculous. Think about this. Why did Burisma hire Devin Archer? Because he was close to a longtime political associate of and bagman for the then sitting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Why did they put Hunter Biden on the board? Certainly not an expert in Ukraine, knows nothing about the natural gas business, has never been a part of a corporate governance structure. Why did they hire him? Because he's the son of the sitting Vice President of the United States. There is a direct connection between Biden, the Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, their father and son. Look, I used to spend some time in Central Europe, the old Soviet Empire, and one of the gifts left by the Soviets is an aura of corruption. If you had problems with the government of Kiev or Warsaw or Bratislava, you hired an American. And what better Americans to hire for Burisma to hire than the buddy of the sitting Vice President, Secretary of State, and the son of the sitting Vice President of the United States?
Okay, the idea that Hunter Biden was not qualified to work for Burisma, or Burisma hired him because his last name was Biden, of course that's true. Here's more from Karl Rove.
There was corruption right from the get-go. And the fact that the vice president, then vice president, now president, thinks that it's to advantage to say, I never talked to my son about his business. He should have talked about him and said, son, you're involved in a corrupt company. I'm in charge of the policy of the United States government to discourage corruption in Ukraine. And you're embarrassing me. You and Devin Archer ought to get the heck out of there. And instead, we had this mealy-mouthed explanation by Goldman that, oh, we never saw him making talking about business deals. Well, what the heck was he doing on the phone? What do you think Hunter wanted him on the phone for? To say, remember, my dad is the vice president of the United States. I'm a big dog. He's a big dog. Do business with us. That's exactly what it was all about.
Okay, I don't think there's any question at all about what Karl Rove is saying. The question is, a basis for an impeachment inquiry? Really? Is that where we are right now? There is much more on this, but there is also this story about a very deranged individual who actually attended a Jewish religious school. He is of Jewish heritage, and his name is Bowman. And an armed man who allegedly fired a gun and tried to enter a Jewish school in Memphis was in critical condition after an officer shot him during a traffic stop. That was after his attempt to break into the Jewish school, which is the Margolin Hebrew Academy, as it's known, and the Finestone Yeshiva of the South. It's a well-known a Jewish school that is connected to what used to be the largest by membership Orthodox synagogue, believe it or not, in the country, in Memphis, Tennessee. We will get to that story and what Margolin Hebrew Academy, what they did right to prevent any teachers or students. Students weren't mostly there. They don't come back till August 17th. But there were teachers who were present. No one was hurt except for the shooter who fired his guns outside the building before he was taken down by police. We will get to that and more coming up. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show. I was shocked this morning to read about the shooting outside of a Jewish school in Memphis, Tennessee. One of the reasons it was shocking to me was, honest to goodness, it's just so bizarre. But this past weekend, we had house guests, a mother and father and their two twin daughters, who were 19, all of whom were involved with this school. And the girls had graduated from the school that was involved here, the Margolin Hebrew Academy. And they had gone on to their gap year in Israel, and now they were going away to college at various places, one to Columbia. But in any event, the point being... that these were terrific people who obviously it's tough to build up a religious school and to be a successful religious school, especially in a small Jewish community like Memphis. But they had done it. And then comes this this bulletin today that an armed man who allegedly fired a gun and tried to enter a Jewish school in Memphis was in critical condition after an officer shot him during a traffic stop. Shortly after noon on Monday, the Memphis Police Department received a call about an unidentified man who reportedly fired his handgun outside the Margolin Hebrew Academy, police said in a statement. No one was injured, police said. Thankfully, that school had a great safety procedure and process in place and avoided anyone being harmed or injured at that scene, said the assistant police chief, Don Crow. The suspect fled the scene in a maroon pickup truck with California plates before police arrived, and police said they were able to track the vehicle to Bartlett, Tennessee, after being given a description by the school. Officers conducted a traffic stop, at which time the driver exited the vehicle armed with a handgun, the police statement said. This is the way it was covered locally by CBS in Memphis, Tennessee.
Of a potential mass shooting that was prevented at a Jewish school in Memphis. The Memphis police say a suspect attempted to gain entry into Margolin Hebrew Academy. When he couldn't get in the building, he opened fire. Police are hailing the school for its safety plan, saying that prevented anyone from being harmed. The suspect fled the scene and was later shot by the police during a traffic stop. The congressman who represents the area called this, quote, an apparent act of violent anti-Semitism.
Memphis police say just after noon today, this man attempted to enter the Margolin Hebrew Academy carrying a gun.
There was a male wearing a green shirt on a property armed with a gun.
They say when he failed to get inside, he fired shots outside the school and fled.
Thankfully, that school had a great safety procedure and process in place and avoided anyone being harmed or injured at that scene.
The school provided police with a photo of the suspect and a description of the vehicle he was driving, a maroon pickup truck with California plates. Officers quickly spotted the vehicle and pulled him over.
The suspect pulled the vehicle over. He immediately emerged out of the vehicle with a gun in his hand, and that resulted in an officer discharging his duty weapon. That suspect was struck. That suspect has been transported to Regional 1 Hospital in critical condition.
And there have been some reports, not confirmed as yet, that he may have died. The name of the suspect, according to another report by Bria Jones for WREG News, indicates the suspect's name was Joel Bowman. And the Congressman Steve Cohen, who represents Memphis, he's a Democrat, said in a statement the suspect himself was Jewish and a former student at the school. We have recently learned that the shooter in the Margolin Hebrew Academy was himself Jewish and a former student at the school. I am pleased the academy had effective security and that the police acted quickly to protect students, said Congressman Cohen. A family and friends are identifying the suspect as Joel Bowman, a member of the Jewish community, former student. Brittany Eshelman Warch also attended the academy. She said, quote, genuinely to the core, I don't think he would ever intentionally hurt someone. He has struggled with mental health for a number of years. Great. 20 years ago, she says, his father, a respected doctor, who also suffered from mental illness, was shot and killed by Memphis police. Someone felt unsafe and called the police, and he was going to put down the gun. He had turned around, and I think it was like 9 or 10 police officers all opened fire at the same time and completely mutilated him. Well, okay, if the guy had turned around and he's holding a gun and there were other people around him and had called the police, she said the shooting had traumatized Bowman. Understanding the weight of what could have happened, she's asking people not to pass judgment. I can't justify him walking into a school with a gun. There's no rhyme or reason for it. However, I don't believe he was going to hurt anyone. Oh, no. I mean, he just fired his gun outside to get people's attention. Assistant Chief Don Crow said a broadcast was put out for the suspect's maroon truck and schools citywide put on lockdown. Shortly afterward, the officers pulled him over on McCrory Avenue. Images captured by an eyewitness show the moments after police say the suspect got out of the car armed with a gun and an officer opened fire. I think that one of the reasons I'm spending some time with this is, as you know, there's been a federal investigation mandated for the Memphis Police Department, this same police department, because the Tyre Nichols shooting, which was horrible. But to give some credit to police officers who every day are avoiding disasters and dealing with very dangerous people. I mean, the idea that someone who has battled mental illness for a long time, he didn't mean to hurt anybody. Look, the great majority of people who are involved with mass shootings are people who have dire mental problems. And again, as a number of people have said, congratulations to the staff of the Margolin Hebrew Academy who kept their own employees safe and kept the school itself safe. And congratulations to the Memphis Police Department, which at least in terms of the way this story appears, handled this situation with a maximum of professionalism and responsibility. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to somebody who wants to do something to provide better support for the law enforcement forces here in Seattle locally. He is a cop who is running for city council and deserves on election day. Yeah, it's local election day. That means you have to get your ballot into a mailbox or a drop box somewhere to get it out there today, your last chance. And a last chance to support people like Aaron Marshall, who's going to be joining us, Marine Corps veteran and a Seattle police officer who works on a team called the Community Response Group. He now wants to respond to the community by giving us the kind of political leadership that is desperately needed here in Seattle. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the rancidness of national politics. And yes, E.J. Dionne, a columnist for the Washington Post, uses that idea. How do we counteract that level of the rancidness of politics and to get involved with maybe upgrading the basis for what we talk about? Has Governor DeSantis made a positive contribution by releasing a 10-point economic plan? He calls it a 10-point declaration of economic independence. Well, he's involved also with all kinds of other conflicts, and he's just invited Kamala Harris to come down to Florida to debate him about the way that the Black History curriculum took shape in that controversial one detail from a very complicated curriculum that in the state of Florida. We will cover that and more, plus Whoopi Goldberg saying that DeSantis wants to erase Black people. Really? We'll get to that charge and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.